States across the country have been forced to postpone their primaries amid the coronavirus pandemic. And now Congress is looking to ensure that doesn't happen in this year's presidential election. Could their national vote-by-paper airplane proposal work in November? And later, we'll take a closer look at candy bars. Could America's favorite vegetable be making you fat? From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical. Voting won't solve all our problems in this country, but listening to this podcast might, so stay with us. Could coronavirus keep voters away from the polls this fall? Lawmakers think so, and as a result, Congress is now considering a safer vote-by-paper airplane option in November. OPR political correspondent Dirk Mullins joins us now with more. Dirk, what can you tell us?
Leslie, the proposed measure would allow all voters, not just those voting absentee, to cast their ballots by folding them up into paper airplanes and tossing them in the direction of their Board of Elections. It's part of a $2 trillion coronavirus relief bill that includes provisions for quality printer paper all voting-eligible Americans can use to create a plane that's sturdy but lightweight.
Ooh.
Simple, but ingenious. Here's Laura Chipman, a representative from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's office, with more.
Catching or spreading coronavirus at the polls is not worth the risk. People need to stay at home. They need to vote from home. And this legislation allows them to do just that, assuming they're good at making paper airplanes and have decent throwing technique. We also recommend folding just the tips of the wings up. Sometimes that helps it fly better.
The idea is the bill will enable millions of Americans to exercise their right to vote without compromising their safety by packing into crowded, indoor public spaces. Plus, it's hella sick. Check it out.
Whoa!
Pretty good, right?
Here,
let me have that. Oh, yeah!
Nice, good one. That'll definitely make it to the polls. But Dirk, what are critics saying?
Wait. Watch. Yeah?
Okay, another nice one. But Dirk, what are critics saying about the bill?
Well, Leslie, some have expressed concern that paper airplane ballots are insecure, that they can be easily intercepted by foreign agents or people with long arms.
Right, we don't want a repeat of 2016.
Now, paper plane ballots would be inaccessible to hackers, but there's still fear that Russians could create a large fan to blow them into the ocean.
Right.
And from the Republican side, many lawmakers, like Congressman Ed Lloyd, have publicly slammed the bill and vowed a fight against it. Take a listen.
Well, does voting by paper airplanes sound good in theory? Of course. But what it'll lead to is widespread voter fraud and an illegitimate election. If you want to vote, you got to go to the polls like everybody else. Otherwise, mark my words, those Democrats are going to fold their ballots up like boomerangs so they can vote as many times as they want.
Representative Lloyd says any paper airplane ballots should require voters to tape a government-issued ID, such as a driver's license, to the plane.
Mm.
But Democrats contend this will make the plane too heavy to fly.
Yeah, that probably wouldn't make it past the driveway.
Plus, it's worth noting our nation's service members overseas have voted by folding their ballots up into little boats for decades without any pushback.
How do voters feel about the issue?
A recent poll found that 64% of all Americans favor a vote-by-paper airplane option, and 58% favor casting their ballot by Japanese paper crane.
Ooh.
The elderly favor paper plane ballots at even higher rates. But some worry their fingers might not be nimble enough to fold one.
Mm-hmm.
Lawmakers are also weighing alternatives to vote-by-paper airplane. Voters in New York's upcoming primary, for example, are set to vote by remote-controlled monster trucks.
Finally, Dirk, what if I were to fold my ballot up into a beautiful lotus flower and place it on my back porch? Would they be able to get that?
That'd be cool, but election officials probably wouldn't be able to count your vote.
Then it sounds like I have an incredibly difficult decision ahead of me come November. Thanks, Dirk. That's OPR's Dirk Mullins. Back in a moment.
Every day in America, 60 million packages are delivered. But we don't always know what's inside.
He bent down to pick the package up. That's when the device detonated.
Danger is everywhere, and no one is safe in Austin, Texas, as law enforcement hunts a serial bomber for 19 days. From Sony Music Entertainment, Campside Media, and Pegalo Pictures, this is Witnessed. 19 Days. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts to binge all episodes or listen weekly wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, after all that political talk, I'm ready for some news stories that are a little more palatable, like ones about disease and police brutality. Here's what else you need to know today. The World Health Organization is walking back their claim today that COVID-19 can only be transmitted through locking eyes with your one true love. Health officials cited new data that has been uncovered in recent weeks that has reportedly found that the virus can be contracted many other ways besides staring into the eyes of an undeniable soulmate under the glow of a sickle moon. Good to know. And calls to defund the police have echoed across the country in the past few weeks, but one Indiana community is calling for more police funding. It all comes on the heels of a viral video that shows one heroic police officer administering emergency CPR with his Glock 22. In the video, the unconscious man appears to be unresponsive even after being slammed in the chest repeatedly by the handgun, which led the quick-thinking officer to administer an emergency tracheotomy by shooting the man in the throat. Good thing that cop was on the scene, or else things could have really turned out bad. And finally, one brand is looking to make things right today. Quaker Oats has announced they'll be replacing their historically racist Aunt Jemima mascot with a strong, independent black female lawyer who occasionally enjoys pancakes. Sounds like a great role model for all of us. And that's the topical for today. I'm Leslie Price. We know the news doesn't stop just because this podcast does, and now you know that too. Kind of crazy we had to explain that to you. But my point here is that you can visit theonion.com for more on all the day's top stories, as well as a fold-by-fold how-to voting guide on crafting the perfect paper airplane. Unless, of course, you're voting third party, then you can just kind of crumple it up into a ball and that'll do fine. And don't forget to tune into tomorrow's episode, where we'll sit down with a man who considers himself extremely fortunate to always be on the right side of the argument. Lucky guy. All that and more tomorrow on The Topical. We'll